Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
You said when you spoke to your friend who recommended NACA to you that you had $10,000.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times when people hear NACA and they hear no down payment, they think, oh, you need no money.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's like one of these misconceptions. Yeah. Like, oh, it's no money down. My credit can be 620. But you need money to be in the program.
I mean, can you talk about any mortgage that you're going to get, you're going to have things you have to pay for, taxes, insurance, like all of those kind of things. In addition to that, NACA wants you to have a specific amount of money saved up. Me, I personally try to tell people save about 3.5% of the loan amount that you're looking for, because that covers your taxes, insurance, and it should cover, you know what I mean, the cushion of a few months that they require you to have as well, because what they don't want to happen is for you to be house rich and cash poor. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times what tends to happen to people is they'll, you know, pay their down payment fees, all of those different things. You done came out of $20,000-$25,000 or whatever the case, right? You've just spent 30 years of your life saving this money. Now you just gave it away. Now you have this house. And when something goes wrong with this house, a roof issue, a plumbing issue, you can't fix it. You don't have the money to fix it. And they don't want you to do that. So they set you up to where you have money. They set you up to where if you go get a multi-unit, you got cash flow coming in because they make sure the numbers fall right, all of those different things. And this is why I love them, because they protected me throughout the whole process. There were times where contractors tried to do foo-foo shit or just different stuff, and that could just like rent interference on all that. Like, nah, we're not going for that. Yeah. At times, like somebody try to sell you a 4-unit building, but the building is only zoned for 3 units, and the garden unit or the basement unit would be like illegal. But NACA will, you know, they gonna go do their due diligence, and you know what I mean, like check, you know, city records and all that, make sure all of this stuff is zoned and approved correctly. And a lot of times, like, it don't, and they protect you from all that stuff, man.
Even in your own personal, right? Like, I was reading that they'll check your patterns, right?
Yeah.
They'll check your rent patterns. Yep. They'll check your savings patterns. So it's not like, hey, they'll look at how much you were paying, how much you make, and they'll say, well, that money could be saved. So having that as an important like system makes sense, right? Because it's like you don't want to make sure, like you don't want to have it where I save 500, then I save nothing for 3 months, and I put 3,000.
Yeah.
They're watching that.
They watch all of that
to make sure that they can.
Yeah, making sure you got good money spend, like good money habits. Like, and this is like, and it's not bad. Like, you should want to have good money habits. You should appreciate this kind of training. Like, okay, I need this because I've been not disciplined for the longest amount of time, and now I have somebody challenging me to do better. Why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah. So they approve you for you come with your information, they put it in the system, and they say, okay, you're based off of what we think you can get a $200,000 mortgage on it.
If you're going for a single family home, yes, but that's not how it works with multi units.
Okay.
With multi units, how it works is even with NACA, so they have limits. So with a single family home, these are examples. It depends on what area you're in, they'll give you a max. So let's say a single family home, they might give you a max of 200,000. Two unit, they might give you a max of 350. Three unit, they might give you a max of 600. On a four unit, they'll give you a max of like 900, 950 or something like that. So for me, I'm like, why not max out and go crazy if I'm trying to go get me a rental property? I'm going to get four units. The four units are going to make sure I have a place to live for free. It's going to make sure my mortgage is paid on top of still having some money at the end of the month's cash flow. So I'm going to do that. On top of that, it's going to allow me to go for a bigger mortgage, which is going to put me in a nicer neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? In addition to that, if I go find a four unit in a nice neighborhood, that means the rents are going to be high. You know what I mean? Because that's just what it is. When you live in nice neighborhoods, you got higher rents and apartments are nice. So how NACA qualifies you or lenders qualify you in general for multi-units is totally different than they do for single family homes. A single family home, you're qualified strictly using your income. When it comes to multi-families, and this is why I tell people, go find you a multifamily that has people living in it already, because what they do is they'll take 75% of the income that the property is generating already, add it to yours, and that is what makes the property more than affordable. For example, this is what I like to tell people. So let's say you make $2,000 a month at your job, right? And the mortgage on this property you're looking at is $3,000. Of course you can't afford it. You're $1,000 short. But let's say the property that you're looking at also generates $4,000 a month in rent. They'll take $3,000 of that, add it to your $2,000. Now that's $5,000. Subtract $3,000 from that. Now you have $2,000 left over at the end of the month, which makes this property way more than affordable. On top of, they only use 75% of the rent. There's still 25% that's still there. You get what I'm saying to you? So like that's how the multi-unit math works, and people don't understand that. And they're like, I can't afford a multi-unit. It's so expensive. How did he afford a multi-unit only making $26,000 a year? Because I understand how multi-unit math works. And I went and found me property that had high rents and cash flowing already. And all I had to do was pretty much sign the paperwork and move in.
So you found the property yourself, then apply for the program, right? So when you apply for it, does it have to be primary residence? How does that work?
Yeah, so you do have to live in the property for the life of the loan, but NACA has a 5-year lien on the property because they're not designed to, you know, create investors. They're designed to balance out neighborhoods. So they want you to live in the property. And for the first 5 years, you have a $25,000 lien on it. Every year drops off $5,000. So after the fifth year, you probably like clean and free to go do whatever you need to do, whether it be refinance or whatever the case may be. And at this point, my first one, I've been in it for 8 years. The second one has been 5 years. So now I'm kind of like free and clear to NACA lien, and I can kind of go move around how I want to. But it's just like, I'm set up to the point where now I can pull equity out of my properties. NACA set me up to the point in the beginning on my first deal. We ain't even talk about this yet, but my first deal was immaculate. I got a 4-unit property. I moved in, so I lived for free. All 3 units, you know what I mean, were paying rent already. I didn't put any money down. I walked away from the closing table with a $5,000 check. That same day, I got paid from my job. In addition to, I kept all of my money because I was going through the process and they required me to keep saving. So that $10,000 turned into $15,000. So I went from making about $26,000 a year at my job to having $26,000 in cash in my account after my first deal, which allowed me to go start investing in the stock market. You know what I mean? Doing more deals, traveling, networking, building business, meeting guys like y'all. And that just came from that first deal. And this is why I try to encourage people to go through NACA, because they set you up so beautifully after the deal. It's like, damn, I still got all this money left. The average person, they added what, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on the deal with FHA. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that with NACA. Yeah, I had to spend, actually, I didn't spend nothing, but you may have to spend a little money, like I said, your taxes, insurance, and little stuff like that, but man, it's nowhere near the same as with a conventional FHA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.